Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. This is Ross Iadonis. Yadin here. Hello, J. The Line of Judah Society with Matthew here for the After the Shabbat podcast. Rastafari Sabbatical Study here. We're at the 22nd Torah reading and feeding. I and I sabbatical mana right here that is known from the Hebrew as Wa Yakahel, often enunciated as Vayachel, modern Hebrew, Vayakahel. And he assembled and he gathered, or bringing out the real Hebrew sense, and he churched. So the church in the wilderness from Exodus to Acts of the Apostles. Stephen regards the tabernacle as the church. To get the true church, the true Hebrew, the true Israelite church, the gathering in the wilderness. So here on the ear and on the irid, in the irid, on the ear and in the irid, on the irid here for the Rastafari Sabbatical Study. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam.
Sendet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, 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 from the liturgy of His Majesty, what is said on the Sabbath day, right there, regarding the cross and the stars, and here gonna ride up right here with the Ayabingi chant. Like to share this little audio right here, but didn't have it already queued up. But here before we ride up with that Jah guiding star right here. Yes, I the Passover. Some say the Passover star right there. But we have a little audio here, Burhan Selassie. Interesting with all this Russia in the news again. Burhan Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nestor Marley, Bob Marley, has spoken to it, and it's interesting. I saw someone had kind of taken the audio and put it out as a little meme and everything out there, and it's very, very accurate 50 years later. But we're going to pick up more on that here. Jah, guiding star.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're just Rasta from creation.
You think you're happy?
You're not living in the world.
how long one has been the Rasta, but it's how long it takes one to grow and to know, yes, I.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of
stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila Selassie. Aya Ingi. Majesty, Emperor, Celestia, Empress, Menenai, I. Oh,
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice.
Bakadamawi, 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 Bakadamawi.
For the goodness sake, make me real, don't fake. For the soul it takes, January 7th, hear my cry, O Jah, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever.
Me now make them dirty, hungry, as I say. The last year. Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Clear declaration. Millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
True teaching.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem. Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Discipleship Radio.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Discipleship Radio.
Now I be breaking bread, sipping man and Chevy's wine. Ain't no mind party like it's 1999. But when it come down, the ground beat like Palestine. Say you're wrong, let's see if they get you out your mind. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella like a Rockefeller. Still be in the church of Lalabella, singing hymns a cappella. Now I'ma get the mozzarella.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Just remind the Chaverim, Machaber Tenyo Chia, because here we also have the Machaber or the Idat and the gathering, the Wayak Ahel, the Kahal. Kahal is the gathering or the church, and the teaching of His Majesty is very, very important right here. Let's bring out this, the Gospel of H.I.M., Haile Selassie first, book one, and we hope to have the book two, the follow-up to this book one, on the first little books that we publish here. His Majesty's asked on the Lutheran, what's referred to as the Lutheran interview, or the interview with Oswald Hoffman, Dr. Oswald Hoffman, of the Lutheran Ministries. He's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect of the church? And Gormawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first said, the church is not merely a building. The church is a faithful fulfillment of the Christian life and its requirements. Thus, as the name applies to the buildings, so is our heart the church, in which God, Exialia Sustaina, Mitah Elohim, the true good, the true God, dwells. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by his Father, then the hearts of all believers, or the believers, the Mitmanan, the Amanyoch, become the temple of Exialia, the Sustainer of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The love of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the love of Jah, the love of Exialia, the Sustainer, cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. We believe in the Amen, and the good is Na'amin, 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 Na'aminalin, in Royal Amharic, the pure language, Na'aminalin, in Na'aminalin, in Na'aminalin, we Amen, we admit, often translated as we believe. And the good is we have Na'amin, 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 we Amen, that men at all times be bound by his love and grace. Now we have this here in the Oswald Hoffman interview with Garmawi Haile Selassie, with his Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, where he's asked, "Your Imperial Majesty, Garmawi John Hoy, as a member of the body, as a member of the body, we can ask the question, what member of that body of Christ? Right? But as a member of the body of HaMoshiach, member of the anointed, member of Christ, remember that Christ, Christos, Jesus, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Jesus, the Christos, Christ, is our high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kahin HaGadol, the high priest. Remember that likeness of Aharon, of Aaron? So let's go over again. What was it, right? And what be it according to the pattern that makes Aaron that high priest and that type of Messiah, which Jesus, Geta Jesus, fulfills, according to the teaching of his divine majesty. So as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect? What do you expect? What are your expectations? See, expectations. What about expectations? What are our expectations? Some say to modify your expectations. You have to really check what be our expectations. Because many people have expectations about the church, about the Bible, about God or God, you know, Christianity, salvation. But what do you expect of the church? Garmawi Nagusinagas, as Imperial Majesty has asked, what do you expect of the church? And this word right here is that the church is not merely a building, period, full stop. The church is not merely a building, point blank, period. The church is not merely a building. Now, most people's expectation or their understanding or misunderstanding is that the church is a building. They say going to church. And this is a point that we have sought to bring out and will bring out, continue to bring out, because the truth is objective reality, whether ones see it at first or not, hopefully in the fullness that they will be fulfilled and recognize that the church is not merely a building. So how strange, right? How strange is this idea when we say going to church and looking at the church to be merely a building? But that's not all. That's just the groundation right there, the teaching of his majesty. Give us the teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. The devil's philosophy tell you, well, you're a church goer, right? Or you're a church goer. Right? What does that mean, a church goer? See, this Torah portion here, wayakahel, from the Hebrew root kahal, the gathering, the assembly. That word there in the Brit Chadash sense, even in the Brit Yeshana, the Old Testament sense, Brit Yeshana, the Belui Kidan, Ethiopically, but the Old Covenant, OT sense, is the church. This is why we find the Apostle Stephen, the first martyr, right, of the Nazarenes, referring to the church in the wilderness, Bamidbar, the church Bamidbar, the church in the wilderness. So one might say, well, you know, if you're coming from a Western Gentile, you know, point of view or half original, you know, you might be Hebrew or ethnically, you know, according to the flesh, but now according to the spirit and the truth. One might hear the expression in the New Testament translation of the Bible where it speaks about the church in the wilderness. What does it mean, Habarim? What does it mean when we have this phrase, the church in the wilderness? Let's just bring this up right here. Church in the wilderness, if we even consult with the Hebrew, Brit Chadash, or the New Testament scriptures, right, the church in the wilderness. Right, we have the church in the wilderness, and it's in Acts. One place in the Bible. Bible. He says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So for I and I of the name. See, this is the key qualification, of the name. I don't play, no joke thing, right, of the name, Rastafari.
Right? The teaching of His Majesty is front and center. It's the groundation. It's the foundation. Here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "This is He. This is He. Who is He? He who be who He. This is He. Right? This is He. Right? This is He." But the He here that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, with HaMelech. Speaking of Moshe. Speaking of Moshe. Who is He? Who is He that was in the church in the wilderness? The church in the wilderness, here, Stephen is giving a overview of the history, right? Of the history of the Hebrews and of the church. He's giving a history, an overview right here in chapter 7, right? In chapter 7, let's go through this right here, just a quick overview, and then take, of course, that Selah moment to iditate, meditate, reflect, be still, and the gnosis, right? And He who be, we be. So typing this in right here so we can bring up the Hebrew right here, get the verse right here in the fuller context. We're in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38. Chapter 7, verse 38. If you go to verse 37, it says, "This is that Moshe." This is that Moshe, Musa, Moses, Ethiopically. We're calling this phrase here Ethiopically, even Amharically. But here, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic Moshe, the Hebrew for Moses, Moshe. Moshe, we have Musa. Musa is the head of a fraternal order, the head of a monastery. This is interesting when we think of, Deborah Sinai, or Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, a monastery. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, the children, the sons of B'nai Israel, "A prophet shall Adonai, thy Elohim, rise up to you of your brethren, like to me, to I. Him shall y'all hear. This is He that was in the church in the wilderness with HaMelech, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai." Here KJV says Mount Sinai. "And with our fathers." Our fathers, avoteno, our fathers, abatochachin, who received, and this is the Kabbalah in the Ethiopic sense, the Kabbalah, to receive the lively oracles, the words, san hadabarim, right? These are the words, to give to us, to I and I. Let's just pause here for a moment at verse 38. We have the church in the wilderness. I'm bringing out the Hebraic of it all. And there's two main Hebrew versions right here. We know that the one that we have, the hard copy, is this one, HBPD. There's also the HB, and there's the unpointed, the Hebrew M, which is unpointed. But here it says, "Who, Asher, he, Ash, who, or who, he, right, for short, who, might be more archaic, who, Asher, Ashahaya Ba'kahal, Ashahaya Ba'kahal, he, who, Asher, the one who is the Hebrew pronoun for the emphatic, he himself and none other, he, who, Asher, the one, haya, even that root of the yod, hey, where, hey, right, when we go according to the Hebraics, the Afro-Shemitic, haya, to be, right, haya, the who, haya, wuhu, haya, he who was, wuhu, hoe, the who, hoe, he who is, wuhu, vuhu, yihye, he who will be, Betisara, revelation of Tefarai, yes I. So here we have Hu Ashahaya Ba'kahal, Ba in, by way of Kahal. Some would not say Vakahal. But here we have Ba'kahal, it's the bait, right? In the church, Bamidbar, was in the Kahal. So we have this Torah portion, Vayakahel. Some would not say, as you mentioned, Vayakhel. Even we are sometimes saying that until we got more into the Hebrew, into the Chumash and the Masoretic, and say, wait, it is Vayakahel, from the root Kahal. And why is that so important? Well, the English and the translators translate as Moses assembled. Right? Now that word, the Kahal, very significant, the Kahal, right? The Kahal is the called out assemblies to church. So that signifies that it's I and I as the body, already signifying, right? Calling those things, right, which be not the sense of the church. The true sense of the church is the gathering, the witness, right, the iddat, right, the congregation being called, right, if we have it in the New Testament sense, ecclesia. Ecclesia in the koina, which is, say, the common, the Greek, which they spoke and speak, you know, then like we speak English, right? So we touch on the Hebrew, then we touch on the English, but more of the people spoke, we could say, like the English of the first century time, which was the Greek, even the Hebrews and the Yehudi and the Jews, then spoke the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew. They may have understood some words here or there, but this was the, as they call it, the lingua franca. This was the language that was spoken, the language of communication. Right, and communion, as it were. So we have the sense of the ekkalio, ecclesia, ecclesia, also in the Spanish and the Romance languages, we have ecclesia. Right? And we, when we say ecclesiastical, we say the ecclesiastical year, in the Hebrew ecclesiastical year, to distinguish the ecclesiastical year from the civil year, and we say Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and that's September 11th. That time, that season, which is actually the seventh moon or the seventh month that is known in the later as Tishri. Right, but beginning from the beginning of moons, right, Abib, some say, but Abib was the Abib is the barley, right, you know, the barley harvest, but from Abib to sprout forward, as we have Addis Ababa means it sprung up, it grew. Abib is that which sprung up or grew, to say new flower, Addis Ababa. Right, ha-abeba, because the abeba, abebe, in other words, the flower, it springs up. So we have the moon, the month, which is the beginning of moons, corresponding to the ha-pesach, fasika season, and even coming forward. Right, so here, it's so very important right here, because this Torah portion begins on the day after the Yom HaKippurim, the day of HaKippurim. This is why we emphasize that it's not Yom Kippur, as you have heard. I mean, it's a shortened, chopped down version, but it takes away the fuller sense of the HaKippurim, taking off the definite article and the yod meme. The definite article and the yod meme is off. The yod meme at the end, Kippurim, right? Atonements, the atonements, day of the atonements. So this Torah portion here, right, from the sages and from our study, right, it fits together with that ancient witness and narrative. This Torah portion is the day after the day of the atonements, Yom HaKippurim, Yawam HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, not just Yom Kippur. I mean, we may say that, but let's study to shew I and I selves approve. So here we have this connection of the church and the teaching of His Majesty concerning the church. Just give ear, simul. The church is not merely a building. Even though in this Torah portion, Wayakahel Moshe, and Moses, he called, right? Moses, he assembled. It says assembled, but it's from the calling together, together, to bringing it together, right? And Moses gathered. This is the English. Now, the English, KJV says gathered. Now, because we're reading the Chumash translation with the Hebrew, we see there they translate it as Moses assembled. Here we have, and Moses gathered. So somebody here say assembled. They say, whoa, it says gathered. Or the assembling, the gathering, we look at the Hebrew, right, and the spirit, right, not the letter, just the letter of the law, but the spirit of it, right, both the gathering of all the congregation, all the aggregation, right, and also assembling, the assembly, when we say the assembling, the assembly, right, to assemble, assembly of I and I, even here on the E and in the Irish. So that is the church. The church is not merely a building, even though they're being called forward, right, to give and to build, right? To build Ha Mishkan, the tabernacle, Ha Mikdash, the Mekdes, right? And then you have the Beta Mekdes, like Solomon in the time of Shlomo Selman, right? Nugu Selman, Shlomo HaMelech, right? And even later on in the rebuilding of the temple, which they call the Temple of Solomon, but actually the Temple of Herod, within the first century time, within that incarnation time of Ha Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth. So the church is not merely a building. So the church is already gathering together. When Moses called the congregation, the aggregation, this word, iddat, right? The iddat in the Hebrew is the witness, the iddat, to witness. Yes, I and I, to testify, the iddat. We have in the Royal Amharic Machiver, the Machiver, 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 and from the Chebere, where we have Chaberim, even the Chaberim in the Hebrew. In the Ethiopic, we have the Chebere, the Chibret, and the Machiver, as we noted, the lion of the tribe of Yehuda. When we say society, that is the Machiver, which can be translated society, association, assembly, also as in the scriptural, right, sense as church, right, the machiver, or in the sense that we have right here as the congregation, the aggregation. And Moses gathered, he called church of all of the society, get this, the society, the testimony, the association, the aggregation of the B'nai Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, O B'nai Yisrael, O sons of Israel? So there we have the prophetic word right there, Amos 9 and 7, right there. Teaching of His Majesty right here. The church is not merely a building. The church, that gathering, right, that assembly, is the what? Faithful fulfillment. Faithful. And this is a faith, but faithful. Because it can't spill, it can't overflow until it's full. The faithful fulfillment of the Christian life, the liberty of His Divine Majesty, the Christian life, the word Christian, right? Christian, Meshahawian, the anointed, Messiahite, the Messiahite life, and its requirements. What are the requirements? Thus, like this, as the name, Sim, right, the Shem, we say the Hashem, the name, but here we have the name, as the name applies to the buildings, and they do apply to the buildings, the structures, that's the place, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the chapel. As it applies to the building, so is our heart. The sanctuary of the heart. In the previous Torah portion reading, feeling, Terumah. Now here, it connects with Terumah here, because after the Ukkari, the Fukkari of the golden calf, the Egel Masecha of Masa, Masecha, by the Egel, right, after the golden calf, Ukkari, and after the forgiveness and the renewal, remember with the renewal, the covenant was broken, so we have in the old covenant, right, a broken covenant and a renewing, even the new covenant in the old covenant scriptures right here. So now after all of that, now they are to receive the instructions that we have already read in the past 2-3 Torah portion reading and feedings, picking up with Terumah, the offerings, the contributions. It's better to what give than to receive. And when we do give, we will receive. Right? Amen. Amen. So this is the liberty of His Majesty. So our hearts, the church, in which Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity is, the Hebrew Trinity dwells, the dwelling, that dwelling place, Maderia, right, that Mishkan, the Maderia, after our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father. That's the key, right, because through the Word made flesh. So the teaching of His Majesty, after our blameless Creator, who is, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, who is our blameless Creator? He says, after our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, our Father, His Elohim, our Elohim, then the hearts of all Amanyot, Mitmanan, the faithful, become the temple of HaElohim, of Egeziavihir, of the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. The love of Egeziavihir cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. And now menalen, we amen, na'amin, 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 I and I amen, that humanity at all times, at all hours, be bound by His love, the chesed, fikr, His love and grace, and the grace of God.
Grace and truth, 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 Yakahel. And he gathered, I assembled, and he church here for church in the wilderness or the sanctuary for I and I, the sanctuary of the heart, keeping that heart article, Selassie is the chapel.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
After our blameless creator was sent into this world by his father, and the beginning was the word, right? The word become flesh. Here, Selassie is the chapel.
El Selassie is the chapel. Oh.
Thy spirit has come into our heart
to dwell in the path of righteousness leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Next time when we say the Holy Trinity, speaking of the Hebrew Trinity, and the Trinity that's being revealed right here, the Hebrew Triunity, yes, I, and that link right there in Burhana Selassie, in the Selassie is a chapel at the end. We said this man is the angel, and there is that angel, right? The angel that is revealed, especially in HaTorah. I mean, Jacob Yaakov says the angel redeemed him. Right? Jah says that he's gonna send the angel, his Malachi, who says my angel before thee. And it's very clear as we read and study that this angel, as Burhana Selassie said, that man is the angel. Even I and I, God, the King of Kings. So the revelation of the Hebrew triunity right here in these Torah readings and feedings to build on it a little bit more as we go forward here in this 22nd. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 23. Going to ride up with today's daily psalm right here. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever. forever, 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 forever.
Now the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. When the wicked come upon us to eat our flesh, they stumble and fall. Conquering lion, the ruler of them all. Now God itself, come deal with them, kiss me, boy.
Rastafari, I never say die. Jah, run music.
Oh Lord, hear my cry. Oh Jah, hear my cry. Whoa, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom, and here, a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Kaf Gimel Kaf Gamel Psalm XXIII Psalm 23 Mizmor Le Dawi Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar Jehovah is my shepherd Yahuwah Ro'i I shall not want Lo Echsar. These words, Devarim, Devarim, these words, Eile HaDevarim. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse. The verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2 and 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock among the lilies, by which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as He is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as He is Ha'Elohim, to Yisrael, 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 so am I a people to Him, as He is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to me, to I, so am I a people to Him, as He is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'Elohim, to me, to I, having said, Anoki, Yahuwah, Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I, Elohim, in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 20, verse 2. So am I, Amo, His people, to Him. He having said in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, in Isaiah 51 and 4, attend to me, O my people. Attend to I, O my people. As He is a father to me, a father to I, having said in Yeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31 and 9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I. Asaph, having said in Psalms, Mizmor, in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, so am I sheep to him. He having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, as he is brother, ach, Wyndham, as he is, ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon having said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother. Oh, that the I were as my brother, I brother. So am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove. Open to I sister, I dove. As I said to him, Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting. Another comment on Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah Ro'i, I shall not want. Lo Echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119, 100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world, you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand more than the ancients, meaning that Yaakov, Jacob, called Ha'ev, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, shepherd, as it is said in Bereishit, Genesis 48 and 12, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long. So I, too, call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be, is I shepherd. I shall not want, Yahuwah, Ro'i, lo echsar. Lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah, Ro'i, lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I sit it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2 and 7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, hath blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness. Scripture says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, male, Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand. Implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the road does three things. The road does three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael. For it is said to Yisrael in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have been with thee, with the I, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked no thing, no thing, no thing.
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Yeah, over Zion, shepherd. Here, going to write up the royal Amharic. Get into the HSC, Haile Selassie, the King of Kings Bible, and then we're going to write up with this 22nd Torah reading and feeding for this Rastafari sabbatical strong. Why Yakahel, and he gathered, I assembled, and he churched. But here, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. That was the first section of the Midrash to study on the psalms on the Hebrew. Here is the second. Liko batalo, I hear this. Yes, I, Shema Yisrael, Sima Rastafari. Yes,
For thy spending. The following words in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim 2 and 7. These 40 years, these 40 years means, according to Rav Yudan, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Yisrael, because you sang, this is Eli, this is my true good, true God, and I will glorify him. According to Shemot, according to Exodus 15 and 2. Therefore, for these 40 years, I have given you your raiment. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, as when a king, a negus, a melech is in a city, the city lacks nothing. The city lacks nothing, no thing. So, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, these 40 years, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath been with thee, and thou, the I, hast lacked nothing. In the world's use, when a man receives a wayfarer, the first day he kills a calf for him, the second day a lamb, the third day a chicken, the fourth day he serves pulse to him, the fifth day he gives him even less, so that the last day for the wayfarer is not like the first. Now, lest one think that it was the same with the wayfaring Bnei Yisrael, the wayfaring sons of Israel. Scripture says, these 40 years, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou, the I, has lacked no thing. And the last day in the Midbar, in the wilderness, for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, the sons of Israel, was like the first. Rav Nehemiah said, thou hast lacked but saying a word. Means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Yisrael, ye y'all had to say no more than a word. No more than a word was needed, and it was done. Ye y'all said, quote, let the manna taste like veal in my mouth. It did. Ye said, y'all said, let the manna taste like fat capon. It did. When ye y'all desired meal, ye y'all, quote, gathered the manna, and ground it in mills according to Devarim, according to Midbar,
according to Numbers, Numbers 11:8. When y'all desire spice, ye, y'all, beat it in a mortar. A potted dish, ye, y'all, seize it in pots. Cakes, ye, y'all, make cakes of it. When y'all desired rich oil, the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. Hence, thou the eye hast lacked but saying a word. Whatever y'all desire, there it was in your mouth. Bread, behold, I made bread rain from heaven for you, for y'all. According to Shemot, Exodus 16:4, ye, y'all, desired water. Moshe smote the rock with his rod, and water came forth abundantly. According to Shemot, according to
nothing except saying a word, sound, power. Now it's interesting, the manna, when we hear the descriptions of the manna, that when they wanted to taste a certain kind of food, they could make the manna into that kind of food. It almost sounds like what, like tofu today, or like soy, or like gluten. It's interesting, very interesting. So even in the ancient times, nothing new under the sun. This proves that point right there. But here, let's write up the Royal Amharic right here, before getting into this 22nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Yes, I, the word, sound, and power right here. First, Barhan Selassie, Bob Marley chanting this, this was one lyric he had in the Royal Amharic, and he wanted more lyrics, relics. So let's study the psalm, let's study the Metzav Kedus, let's study the script. Here.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Legashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Besim Ab, Wawelid, Wemenfes Kedus, Aharu Amlak, Mizmor, Haya Hulet, Haya Sos, Yedawit Mizmor, Egzi Abher Erinya Yeno, Yemiasat Anyam Yele, Ja is my shepherd, I shall not want. Belemelem Mesik Yasadrenya, the erest ucha vent imaranya. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Nefsin melesad, sila simun besidik menged meranya. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The mod ila mekakelim qua behaid ante ka innegar nehinna kufun alifara betarehinna mekuze enarsu yaz enanunya. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Befite gebetan azegaje hili, bet elatoche fit lefit, rasin bezeid gebba, tsuayim yeterefenu. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Chernetihina nihireti dahiwete zemenhulu ikatalunyal. De ekazi abe harim beit lezalalem in noralo. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jah forever.
مزمور هيا هولد بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنعينو يمياس حتى يميلم مزمور هيا هولد بكنف هيا سوس مزمور هيا هولد بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنعينو يمياس حتى يميلم بلملم مسكي أصدرني بأرفتو هازند يمراني نفسين ملسات سلسمم بطدك منجر مراني بموت إلامك هكلم قوابهيد أنت كنيقار نهنا كفونا الفرا بطرهنا مركزه النرسو ياتنا النميا بفيتي قبطانا الزقاج جهلي بطلات وجي فيت لفيت راسين بزيتك أبا سوايم يترفنو شرنتهن مهرته بهوتي زمن هدو يكتلون يان بكزيابير بيت لزلال منورانلو
They're going through today's psalm. Today's psalm, psalm 23. Slow, you know, word by word, native speaker Abraham Chebudeh. So here, let's ride up with the verse by verse, get into a little more details right here, today's daily song.
Teach me, teacher, each higher I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible, 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 bring forth the Bible.
And today's daily psalm is the good, the great shepherd.
And from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Netzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Haile Selassie I, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, I. We have Mezmore Dawit. Salamta Tainais Tarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, Tzedek Hashem Kedmawi, Haile Selassie. And from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Netzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Haile Selassie I, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, I. We have Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sos. Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sos. Psalm of David, Mezmor Haya Sos. The 23rd Psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here in the cipher, in the sequence of the daily psalms, we have Psalm 23rd Psalm. So may God and I write up a couple of basics on today's daily psalm. We have the theme. The theme, Melkam Erenya. Melkam Erenya. 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 Erenya shepherd. Melkam Erenya. Melkam the good shepherd. Melkam Erenya. And a note to the fellow disciples, the Schofield Study Bible has some really, really good footnotes connecting, you know, these psalms that we have right here, especially as we look at Psalm, I think it's 22, 23, and 24.
Let's see if we can just share
a little something right here on the air with you all before we ride up with today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic. In the Netzach Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, authorized, revised. So here, just opening the English to compare and contrast side by side, we have a trilogy of psalms. We have Psalm 22, 23, and 24. The 22nd psalm is said to be the Good Shepherd. The 23rd psalm is the Great Shepherd here, and the 24th psalm is the Chief Shepherd. For more on that, be sure to consult Dekamez Amorit, Disciples, the Talmudim, consult the Schofield, the First Schofield Study Bible. But here, riding up the general theme, Melkam Erenya, the Good Shepherd, or we can say Talak Erenya, the Great Shepherd. And the Great Shepherd, for the Great Shepherd brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting eternal covenant, the one who tenderly cares for the sheep, for Jah people. Here we have Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, as a point of reference here to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Sost. Besama'ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In the Jemralen, we begin. Superscription, Yeh Dawit Mezmor. Yeh of Dawit, of David Mezmor. A psalm of David. Kuter And, verse 1. Ekziavi her erenyayinno, yemiyasat anyim yelem. Ekziavi her erenyayinno. The Lord, Exiavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is my shepherd, Erenyayeno, Erenyaye, my shepherd, Nau, he is, Erenyayeno, Exiavi her, Erenyayeno, Yemiyasat anyim, Yellem. I shall not want, Yemiyasat anyim, Yemiyasat anyim, that which is cause for I to lack, Yemiyasat anyim, Yellem. There is nothing, I shall not want, Kuter. Hulet, verse 2. Belemelem mesika yasadrenya, be'erefta wucha zen yimaranya. He maketh I, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth I, beside the still waters. Belemelem mesik. Belemelem mesik yasadrenya. Belemelem in the green Mesik, green pastures, Belemelem Mesik, Yasadrenya. He causes I to spend the night, Yasadrenya, Be'erefta, Wucha, Zend, Yimaranya.
and by the restful, the not in the sense of placid stillness, but the restful, be'ereft, restful, be'ereft, wucha, zend, yimaranyal, he leadeth I, even I and I. Kuter source, verse 3. Nefsein melesat, silesimuma betzidik menged merayim. Nefsein melesat, nefsein, my soul, my psyche, nefsein melesat, melesat. He restores her, he restores my psyche, he restores my soul, nefsein melesat, silesimum. Because of his name and because of his name, silesimum, betzidik menged, betzidik, tzidik. Righteous, in the righteous way, in the righteous path, merang, he restores my soul, he leadeth me, he leadeth I in the paths of righteousness, for, because of his name's sake, for the sake of his name, nefsein, melesat, selesimum, betzidik, menged, merang, kutel arat, verse 4. Bemot tilameka kelinqua behaid. Ante penegar nehna kufun al-faram. Beterina, beterhina, merkuzih, enarsu yas enanunya. Bemot tilameka kelinqua behaid. Yea, though I walk through the mot tila, through the shadow of death. Here in the Verlam Hark has the shadow of death, the Tzalmavet, here Bemot, Tila Mekakel, in qua behaid, even if I walk in the shadow of death, Ante, the eye, male, the eye, none other, Ante, Kenegar Nehina, for the eye is with I, for the eye art with I, Kufun, Kufu, the evil, bad mind, envious, evil, Kufun, Alifaram, I shall not fear, I will fear no evil, no evil will I fear, better, thy rod, better hinna, the eye, male rod, merkuzih, and the eye staff, and also they, Yatsenanunya, they strengthen, they comfort, Yatsenanunya, they comfort I, the mot elam kakelinqua behed, antekenegarnina, kufun alifaram, betterhinna merkuzih, and also Yatsenanunya, kuter amis, verse 5. Befite gebetana zegajahilin. Bet elatoche yafit lefita rasena bezita keba suayim yeterefeno. Thou, the eye, preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou, the eye, anointest my head, rase, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Befite gebetana zega jehelin. Bet elatoche fit lefit, face to face. And my enemies, face to face, rasein, my head, bezit, with oil, bezit, keba, anoint, the eye anointest my head with oil, tsuayim, and my cup, tsuwa, my cup, tsuwa, chalice, cup, tsuwayi, my cup, tsuwayi, my chalice, tsuwayim. Tsuayim, and as for my cup, my chalice, yeterefeno, overfloweth, yeterefeno, superabundance, yeterefeno, there's a profit to my chalice. Kuter sidist, chernetihina mehiretih, behiwete zemin hulu yikatalunya, begiziavi harim beit lezalalem noralo, chernetihina, the eyes. Goodness, cher, open-handedness, chernetih, the eyes, males, open-handedness, chernetihinna, and mihirete, and mercy, mihirete, the eyes, mercy, behiwete, zemin, hulu, ikatalunya, behiwete, in my life, age, time, hulu, and all, my lifetime, my life season, my life age, ikatalunyal, they follow I, Catalunya, Begziavi Harim, and in the sustain of the good, the excellent, generous arps, bait, Begziavi Harim, bait, Lezalalem in Noralo, forever in Noralo I will dwell. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall follow I all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Egeziah, the Herr, sustaining the good, the generous Ab, Yod Hey Wehe, he who be, we be the divine majesty, forever, forever. Charnetihina, Mihiretih, Bahiwete, Zemin Hulu, Yikatalunya, the Egeziah, the Herrim Beit, Lezalem, Noralo, Noralo. Noralo, 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 Noralo.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Teach me, teacher.
Each higher I am a teacher. But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. 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 Now, call in, call in, call in, call in, call 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور هيا هولت بك النف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنجاينو يمياس حتى يميلم بلمن لما مسكياس حد درج فأرفتو هازن يمران نفسين من لسات سلسمون بطرق منجر مر بموت الامكات كلم قوابي هيد انتا كنيگار نهنا كفونا الفرا بطرهنا مركوزه النرسو ياتنان منا بفيت يا جبتان الزجاج جهلني بطلاتوچي فيت لفيت راسين بزيت قفا صوايم يترفنو شرنتهنا مهرته بهيوتي زمن هدو يكتلونيا بكزيابيرن بيت لزلالم نورال
Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gimel, Mizmor LeDawid, Yahuwa Ro'i Lo Echsar. Be a noota deshe, yaribis eni, almea minuhota ye na heleni, nafshia yeshovev, yan heini bema igles erek, lim anashmo, dam kieleka begeias almawet, loira ra'a, kiata imadi. Shibet eka ua misha aneteka hema ye nachemuni. Ta roka lefanai shulchan negeras orerai. Doshanta bashemen roshi kosi rewaya. Ak Oba wacheseda ye ridfuni kola yemeya hayai. We shavti bebeit yawa loreka yamin.
Let up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Abagada ha
wazacha
taya kala manasa ipatala warasha ta ha ha.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Love John, you know. My life and my salvation. So shall I fear no one.
Just to know,
oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand.
Today you're up, tomorrow on the sinking stem. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Keep human helping and proper man. Once there was the wandering sheep, roaming get the streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Listen, Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and a theme I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see you, no place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sand. So never kick up for a while in town. Give to my husband and the scatter plans. Brother man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and I feel I've got to learn. My native raindrops of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again.
Brother, a relation of Garnet, Saint Garnet, Garnet Silk. That's Nikki Silk right there with Wandering Sheep. It's interesting here. Royal Order Psalm, Psalm 23, the theme there, Jehovah, I and I Shepherd, and also the audio, the clip of His Majesty and David, the David link, the sanctuary, the chapel. And here we have the constructing, right, of the tabernacle, of the sanctuary, of the holy place where He who be, who he be, Hashem, may dwell in the midst. Previously, we had Tetzaweh and Terumah. So we had the instruction first, right? The instruction for the construction of the structure. And Jah says to take heed to the pattern. So here, I'd like to remind the ones and ones, look for the pattern recognition here, both within the type, you know, the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of man. So we have an outer, right, an object lesson of the tabernacle of the church in the wilderness. Then we have the new covenant reminding us, know ye not that your bodies, right, are that temple, the temple of Elohim Chaim, the living power, the living source. Now this is the key right here, preparing a place, right, in grace for he who be to dwell. So first in the tabernacle in the wilderness, in that outer type. Then in the Brit Chadasha, the inner type. So we have the sanctuary of the heart and the angel as well. There's a lot of different connection here. But first of all, here we have the constructing now. The previous two to three Torah reading and feedings, we had the structure being described, the pattern, We had the instructions for the construction. We had donation. Now we have constructing and the construction workers, those who will be constructing this holy place in Jagre. So here. First things first, the Baraka, the blessing before the reading, right, of the Torah reading and feeding. And here for overview, we have like 2 minutes for ones and ones in the live stream that want to get a listen now or catch the replay by or before the next day. So here we have this 20-second sabbatical study, Vayakhel, and he assembled. We have Sebsibo, in the world of heart, the gathering. And we're emphasizing the point right here that of the church in the wilderness to bring out the sense of the Hebrew, what the Hebrew word means, the gathering, and that the true church is the gathering of I and I, that body, right, of which he is the Ras, or Hebraically the Rosh. Yes, I. So here, let's ride up right here, pick up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1 to Exodus chapter 38, verse 20. And now we don't have we got the 90-second mark right here, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. And stay tuned for the first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa, like about an hour from now. Yes, I, for the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. So we don't have a double portion right here, because here we have a leap year. Right here. We're in a leap year time, right? So here, we pick up right there. Then we also have the Kings, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 40 to 50, right? And we have the New Covenant reading as well. But here, get about 40 seconds or so. So let's ride up with the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the Torah. Yes, I, Jah's direction, instruction, and glory of his majesty.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Ham Barak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan lanu et Torato Baruch atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is due for help.
Jagat and is terrible among men, even no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat and is terrible among men, even no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Here for the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, here for this Shabbat Vayakahel. Sabbath and he gathered, Sabbath and he assembled. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 35. HaShabbat, the Sabbath in Israel. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat Vayakahel, Sabbath and he gathered. Sabbath and he assembled. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach Kadosh Yahweh Echad. In name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, the one. Hear for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first Aliyah. Vayakahel Moshe. Etakola idata bnei Yisrael, vayomer lehem, eile hadavarim asher siwah Yahuwah la esototam. The Sabbath in Israel, in Yisrael. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata bnei Yisrael. And Moshe assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses gathered. Vayakahel kahal. And Moses brought together, gathered together, churched. Kahal. Vayakahel assembled. All the congregation, the witness, the testimony of the sons of Yisrael. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edat bnei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem and said to them, Eile hadvarim. These are the words. These the words. Eile hadvarim. These the devarim. Hadvarim. Hadvarim. These are the words. These the words. Eile hadvarim. Asher tziwah Yahuwah. La esot otam, these, the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. Asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot, to do otam, to do them, that ye, that y'all should do them. 6 days shall walk, work be done. But on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth walk, work therein, shall be put to death. Sheshetta yamima te ase me alaka uvayoma hashviya yihye lachem kodesh shabbat shabbaton la Yahuwah kol ha ose boa me alaka yumat milaka 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 shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, upon the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Lo te va'eru, lo te va'eru, lo te va'eru, eish. Ye all shall kindle no eish, no fire. Lo te va'eru, eish, bekola mishavotechem, b'yom ha'shabbat. Ye all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. The tabernacle, Moshe, Moses instructs the people, verse 4. And Moses spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, saying, this, the thing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded, saying, take ye all from among you an offering to Jehovah. Whosoever of a willing heart, let him, make him bring it, an offering of Jehovah, gold and silver and brass. Kehu meya itakem teruma la Yahuwah kola ne divaliboa yevieha eta terumati Yahuwah zahav wa kesef ua nechoshet. The gifts of Ha'am, the gifts of the people. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 to 8. Here, Exodus chapter 35, verse 6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here. And ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim, acacia wood. And oil for the light and spices for anointing, Messiah oil. And for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. And onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod. And for the choshen, the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. Ha'aron, the ark, the tabot, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the shewbread, the lampstand, ha'menorah, also for the light, and her furniture, and her lamps, and the oil for the light, and the aishens, the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with the brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, and his base. The hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court. The pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords. The cloths of service to do service in the holy HaKodesh, in the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron HaKohen, the priest, and the garments for Benaiah, for his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation, the aggregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moshe, departed from the presence of Moses. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, and he charged. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 21, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering up ascension offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel. Vayavohu v'kol ha'ish asher ne'sao alibo v'kol ha'asher ne'dava rucho oto heyavihu et terumati Yahuwah lima lechata ohela moeda ulkola ebodato ula bigde ha kodesh. And they came Wayavu, Wayabou. And they came everyone whose heart stirred him up. Wayavu, call Ish Ashara Nisao Libo. And they came everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. They brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and for all his service, and for the holy, the set apart garments. Wayavu wa call Isha Shara Nisao Libo wa call Ashara Nadva Ruho Oto Heyavu Eta Turumati Yahua Lia Melekata Ohelamu Eda Ul Kola Evodato Ula Bigde Hakodesh. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here, red skins of rams and badger skins brought. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood, acacia wood, for any work of the service, brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that they had spun of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom and chokmah spun goats here. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, ha-ephod, and for ha-choshen, and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, the christening, the messiahing oil, and for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, brought a willing offering to Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work that Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, to be made by the hand of Moshe. Moshe, 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 Moshe.
Torah is the law. Don't you know. Rastafari is the law. Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Shalishi Aliyah. The Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov. When double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here for the Shalishi, 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 Shalishi. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov. When double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, here for Sabbath, and he gathered, and he assembled, and he churched, here picking up with the second book of Moses, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot, here picking up Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 30, for the Shalishi, Shenika Shehena Mahov. Bezalel, Bezalel, and Aholiab to devise and teach. Bezalel and Aholiab to devise and teach. Confer, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 11. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 35 and 30. Hear for the Shalishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayakahel. Wayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael. Re'u karach Yahuwa b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur le'matei Yehuda. And Moses, Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael. And Moses, Moshe said to the b'nei, to the sons of Yisrael, Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Re'u, see, Re'u, see, seen, Re'u, Karach Yahuwah. B'shem, B'tzalel, see, Yahuwah Jehovah hath called by name. B'tzalel, B'tzalel, in the shadow of El, the true good, the true God, B'tzalel. Re'u, karach Yahuwah, B'shem, B'tzalel, ben Uri, ben Hur. See, Jehovah hath called by name, B'shem. Bashem, Bashem, by name, Bezalel, 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 in the shadow of El, Bezalel, Bezalel, Ben Uri, the son of Uri, Ben Hur, the son of Hur, Ben Hur, Ben Hur, Le Matei, Yehuda, of the Matei, Le Matei, Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and in all manner of workmanship. Vayimale oto ruach Elohim. And he hath filled him with the Spirit, the ruach Elohim. Vayimale oto, and he filling him. Vayimale oto ruach Elohim. Bechakma, bitovuna, uva daata, uva kola melacha. And he hath filled him with the ruach Elohim, with the spirit, the irid of Elohim, in wisdom. Bechakma, 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 with chokmah, with wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, bechakma, bitavuna, 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 and in understanding, and in tavuna, tavuna, uva da'at, uva da'at, and in da'at, and in knowledge, and in gnosis, uva da'at, uva da'at, uva kola melaka, and in all manner. Uvakol and in all uvakola melaka, and in all manner of melaka, in all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, with lachshov machishavota la isot la isot. Va zahav u va kesef u va nechoshet, and to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set, and in carving of wood, and to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach. Both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, of the tribe of Dan. Ula horota natana belibo, and he hath put belibo in his heart, belibo. Ula horota, to teach. Ula horot, ula horot, to teach, that he may teach. Ule horot natana belibo, who he with Aholiab, my tent, my father is my tent, with Aholiab, ben Achi Samach, the son of Achi Samach, Le Mate Dan, of the Mate of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, of them that do any work, of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work, those who devise cunning work, cunning work, cunning work, cunning work. Mile otam hakamata lev, them hath he filled with hakamat lev, wisdom of heart, a hakamat lev. Mile otam hakamat lev, la isotokola me eleketa harash, we choshev, we rokein, bata keleta, bata keleta, ua va argaman, de tolata ha shani, ua va shesha, we orega, ose kola me laka, we choshve ma cheshovot, ma cheshovot. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of workmanship of the craftsman, and of the skillful workman, and of the weaver in colors, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any workmanship, and of those that devise skillful works. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 36. More than enough, the work begun. More than enough, the work began. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted mind in whom Yahuwah Jehovah put wisdom and understanding to know how to walk, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Jehovah had commanded. With Asa, with Alela, with Holiava, with Kol Ish, Hakam Lev Asher Natani Yahuwah, Hakama, Utavuna, de Heima, La Daata, La Isota, Etakola, Melekat, Melekata, Evodata, Hakodesha, Likol Isha, Ziwahi Yahuwah, and Vitzalel and Aholiav shall work, and every wise-hearted man will call Isha Hakam Lev, in whom Jehovah have put wisdom and understanding. Asher Natani Yehovah Hakama Utavuna, Hakama Utavuna, wisdom and understanding to know, to know how to work. Ba hema la da'ata la isota, for the service of the sanctuary, etakola mileketa evodata hakodesh, according to all that Jehovah hath commanded. And likol asher ziwahi Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the walk, to come to the work, to do it. And they received of Moshe all the offering that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work that they made. And they spake to Moses, to Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work that Jehovah commanded to make. And they spoke, and they spoke, Wayomru il Moshe lemor, and they spoke to Moses, saying, Maravim Maham Le Havia Mideya Ha Evoda La Melaka Asher Siwah Yahuwah La Isota Otaha. The people bring much, the people bring nuff. Marabim Haam Le Havi Mideh more than enough Mideh for the service of the work Mideh Yaha Evoda La Melaka that Jehovah commanded to make Asher Siwahi Yahuwah La Isot Otaha. And Moshe gave commandment, and he caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Wa'itzav Moshe, wa'yaviru kol ba'machneh le'mor ish ve'isha. Ala ya isu od melaka lita rumata hakodesh wayikale ha'am me havi. And Moses gave commandment. Why is Moshe? And Moses gave command and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp. Wayaviru akola ba machine, saying, Lemor, let neither man or woman, isha we isha, man and woman, ala ya isu oda me laka, let neither man and woman make any more work. Ya isu oda melaka lita rumata hakodesh. Any more work for the offering of the kodesh. Lita ruma hakodesh. Wayekale ha'am me havia. So the people were restrained. Me havia. From bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient. For all the work to make it, and too much, with ha melaka, haita dayam, lekola ha melaka, la isoto taha, with hoter, for the stuff they had was sufficient. The stuff they had was sufficient. With hamalaka haita dayam, sufficient dayam lekola hamalaka, for all the work la isot to make otaha, to make her. With hoter, and too much, and too numb. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Hear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered Shabbat Wayakahel Sabbath, and he assembled Shabbat Wayakahel Sabbath, and he churched. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36, verse 8, for the Rabi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth ascension offering, the fourth up offering here. The linen curtains. Compare, contrast Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 to 6 here. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Exodus chapter 36, right here. 36, verse 8, for the Revi'i. Waya'isu akola hakam leva. De oseya ha melaka. Eta ha mishkana. Esera ye riota sheisha mashazara utakeleta we argamana witolaata shania keruvima maese hosheva asah otam. And every wise hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet with kirubim, with kephraim. With kephraim, kirubim of cunning work made he them. Wayaisu kol lahakam lev, and all wise hearted, and all wise hearted, and all wise hearted ones. Wayaisu kol lahakam lev, be oseyaha melaka, that wrought the work etaha mishkan, of the mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Esara yeriota shesha mashva, with ten curtains of fine twine linen, u tekelet, and blue, and sky blue, and light blue, u tekelet, we argaman, and argaman, and purple, we tolata shani, and scarlet keruvim, with cherubim, cherubim, keruvim, ma'isei, the work, choshev, asah, otam, the work of the skillful workman made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size, and he coupled the 5 curtains one to another and other, and 5 curtains he coupled one to another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the sleeve edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the uppermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in which that in the coupling of the second. The loops held one to another, to another. And he made 50 taches of gold and coupled the curtains one to another with the taches. So it became one tabernacle. The curtains of goats here. The curtains of goats here. Exodus 36, verse 14. And he made curtains, goats here, for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain, 30 cubits, and 4 cubits the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling. And 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain that coupleth the second. And he made 50 taches, brass to couple the tent together, that it might be one. The covering of ram skins, compare contrast Exodus 26, verse 14, here, Shema Israel, here, Exodus chapter 36, here, verse 19. And he made a covering for the tent, ram skins dyed red, and a covering, badger skins above.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah. Hear for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered. Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled. Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he tear. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 36, here at verse 20, for the Chamishi. Wayas etta ha rashim la mishkana etzeya shitim omdim. The boards and sockets Here, compare, contrast, confer, Exodus chapter 26, verse 15. Here, Exodus chapter 36, verse 20, the boards and sockets, verse 20. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. Wayas et ha kerashim. And he made the kerashim, ha kerashim, the boards. Wayas et ha kerashim la mishkan. For the mishkan, la mishkan. It's a shittim of acacia, of shittim wood, of acacia wood. It's a shittim, ombin, standing up. Omdin. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board 1 cubit and a half. One board had 2 tenants equally distant one from another. Thus, like this, did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle. 20 boards for the south side, southward. The sockets of silver, Shema'ar, here, verse 24. With arba'im, adnei kesefa asa, tachata esrima ha kerashim, shnei adanim, tachata ha keresh, ha echada, lishteya, Ye dotayo uwa shneya adanim tachata ha keresha ha echada lishte ye dotayo. The sockets of silver, verse 24, compare contrast Exodus 26:19, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenants. And 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards. And there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. And 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to 1 ring. Thus, like this, he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver. Under every board, 2 sockets. 2 sockets. 2 sockets. The bars. Here. Verse 31, the bars. Wayas b'richeya itzeya shittim hamisha l'karsheya tzela hamishkana ha-echat. And he made bars of shittim wood, of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of hamishkan, of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. The gold overlay. Here, verse 34. The gold overlay. Ve'eta ha-kerashim tzipa zahav, ve'eta tabootam asa zahav batim laberichem, vayatzaf eta haberichem zahav. And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings gold, places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. Gold. The inner veil. Here, verse 35. Wayaasa eta ha paroketa tikeleta we argavana we tolata shani we shesha mashazara ma iseya chesheva asao taha keruvi. And he made a veil, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, with kerubim, made he it of cunning work. And he made thereto 4 pillars of shittim, acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold, their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. The outer
the outer veil. Hear, 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 verse 37. Wa'asa masak le fetach ha ohel tikaleta we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ma isay rokein rokein rokein. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door, for the tabernacle petach, for the door of the tent, le petach. Ha ohel, ha ohel, ha ohel, ha ohel. Blue, ha ohel. Blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen of needlework,
needlework,
needlework, needlework. And the five pillars, and the five pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their capiters, and their fillets with gold. But their five sockets,
their five
brass, we'eta amudayo, chamisha we'eta wa wehema we sipa ra shehema we chashukehema zahava we adanehem
adanehem
adanehem chamisha nechoshet, chamisha nechoshet, and five pillars of it with their hooks, we'eta amudayo chamisha, and he overlaid their capitals and their fillets with gold. We eta wawehem, we eta vavehem, we eta wawehem with sipa ra shehem, we hashukehem zahab, and their five sockets were of brass. We adnehem chamisha nechoshet. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevil Yisrael. Hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Shemot, Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names called Exodus. Exodus chapter 37, the Ark, Ha Aaron. The Tabot. Compare, contrast Exodus chapter 25, verse 10. Shema Yisrael here. Exodus chapter 37, verse 1. Wayasabitz aleela eta harona itzeya shetima amatayim we chetzia arko we amma wa chetzia rachvo we amma wa chetzia komato. And Bezaliel made the ark of shittim wood. It's a shittim of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half, the length of it. And 1.5 cubits, the breadth of it. And 1.5 cubits, the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves, shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. And he put the staves into the rings by the side of Ha'aron, by the side of the Tabot, by the sides of the ark. To bear Ha'aron, to bear the ark, to bear the Tabot,
to bear the Tabot,
to bear the Tabot. The mercy, the mercy,
the mercy, the mercy.
Wayasa kaporeta zahaba tahora amatayim wahitsiya arkaha we ama wahitsiya rachibaha
rachibaha.
And he made the mercy seats. And he made,
and he made,
the mercy,
made,
the mercy seat. Wayasa kaporet, he made the kaporet. He made the mercy seat of pure gold. Zahav tahor. Zahav tahor. Tru. Tahor. Zahav tahor. Of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubim, kiruvim, kephraim, of gold. Beaten out of 1 piece made he them, on the 2 ends of the kaporet, ha-kaporet, the mercy seat. 1 kiruv, 1 cherub, 1 kapra, on the end of this side, and another kiruv, kapra, on the end, on that side. Out of the mercy seat, the kaporet, made he ha-kapuri, the cherubim, on the 2 ends thereof. And ha-keruvim, the kapraim, the cherubim, spread out wings on high. and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, and their faces one to another, even, to the mercy seatward, were the faces of HaKerubim, were the faces of Kaphraim, the cherubim. Wayehyu HaKerubim, Ufanehem Isha illa Achio illa ha kaporetta Hayu apnea ha keruvim. And the keruvim, ha keruvim, kapraim, spread out their wings, spread out kanafayim, spread out their wings on high, Wayehyu ha keruvim, Porseya kanafayim li ma'ilah on high, screening the ark cover with their wings. Sokakim, sokakim, bi kanafehem alaha kaporetta, and their faces one to another. Ufanehem aisha illa achio, and their faces ufanehem. And their faces, ufnehem, ish, man, il achio, man to his brother, illa hakaporeta, and their faces, man to his brother, one to another, toward the ark, cover, illa hakaporeta, were the faces of the cherubim, the keruvim. Hayu bine ha keruvim, the table of shew bread, bread of the presences, bread of the faces, shew bread. Exodus chapter 25, 23, compare, contrast, hear, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 36, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, verse 10. Vayasa eta ha shulchan itzeya shetim amatayim arko we ama rachvo we ama wachitzia komato. And he made the table, the shulchan of shetim of acacia wood, of shetim wood, 2 cubits the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half the height thereof, and he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereto a crown of gold round about. And he made thereto a border of a hand breadth round about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear ha-shulchan, to bear the shulchan, to bear the table. And he made the staves of itzei shittim, of shittim wood, of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold, to bear ha-shulchan, the table. And he made the vessels that upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers to cover withal of pure gold. Gold of Zahav Tahor. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Hear the Sheshi Aliyah for Shabbat, Wayakahel, for Sabbath, and he gathered Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he assembled Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he churched. Hear. For a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, Kashahen Mechov. This will be the Shalishi, the third Aliyah here, for a double portion, Wayakahel, Pekudei, and here for Shabbat, Wayakahel, the golden lamp stands, falsely called candlestick. The golden lamp stand. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. Here, Second Book of Moses, Exodus chapter 37, verse 17, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, the sixth ascension offering for Shabbat Wayakahel. For a double portion, we have the Shalishi. This will be the Shalishi for a double portion. This will be the third reading, third up offering for a double portion, Shalishi, Kashahen, Mechov, Mechov, Mechov. And he made the lampstand pure gold. Beaten work made he the lampstand. His shaft and his branch, his bows, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Vayasa etaha minora zahava tahora. Mikasha asa etaha minora. Ye rekaha. We kanaha. Gvieha. Kafatoreha. Ufaracheha. Mimena. Hayu, and he made the menorah of pure gold. Vayasa etaha menorah zahav tahor, of pure gold. Zahav tahor teru, zahav tahor. And he made ha menorah. Vayasa et ha menorah zahav tahor. Mikasha, mikasha, of beaten work. Mikasha asa etaha menorah, of beaten work. He made ha menorah. He made the lampstand. Yerekaha, yerekaha. Even its base, even her, her base. Yerekaha, 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 her base. Wekanaha, and her shaft. Gevieha, her cups. Taftoreha, her knops. Ufaracheha, and her flowers, Mia Mena, Hayu, they were of one piece, were of one piece with her, were of one piece with her, with her. Six branches going out of the sides thereof, three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the one side thereof, and three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knop and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another and other branch, a knop and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of Ha Menorah, out of the lampstand, and in Ha Menorah, the lampstand, were four bowls made like almonds, her knops and her flowers, her knops and her flowers. Uva mora, uva mora, arba'a, gvi'i, mishukadi, kaftoreha, kaftoreha, ufaracheha, her knops and her flowers. And a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches going out of it, going out of her. Their knobs and their branches of the same. All of it, one beaten work, pure gold, zahav, tahor. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, gold, gold. Vayasa eta ne roteha shiva'a ua malakaheha ua machetoteha zahava tahor. And he made the lamps thereof seven, and the tongs thereof seven, and the snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Or he made her seven lamps, and her snuffers, and her snuff dishes of zahav tahor, pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, zahav tahor, made he it, and all the vessels thereof. The incense, the Aishans altar, the incense altar, here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus, compare, contrast that with Exodus 30 and 1, here, 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 Exodus 30, chapter 37, Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the incense, the Aishans altar. And he made the incense, the Aishans altar, shittim wood, the length of it, a cubit, and the breadth of it, a cubit, four square, two cubits, the height of it. The horns thereof were of the same. Wayaasa eta mizbach hank et oreta itzeya shitima amaha arko we ama rachbo rahua we amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotao karnoto. And he made the altar of Asians of acacia wood. Wayaasa eta mizbach hank et oret itzey shiti a cubit was the length of it. Amma arko
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 arko, and a cubit was the breadth of it. We amma rachbo
rachbo,
four square. Ravua ravua, four square. Ravua we amatai makomato, and two cubits was the height there of. We amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotai, and the karnotayo, the horns thereof, were of one piece,
one piece
with
one
it
piece,
with
one
it. And the horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with a zahav tahor, pure gold, the top of it and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made to it a crown of gold round about, and he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be places for the staves to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold,
with gold,
with gold, with the anointing oil. Here, verse 29, Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29. Compare, contrast with Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 38. Here, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29. Wayaasa eta shemen ha-mishacha kodesh. And he made the holy anointing oil. Wayaas. And he made eta shemen, the oil, ha-mishcha, of the anointing, shemen ha-mishcha, kodesh, holy, set apart. Ve'eta k'toret, ve'et
k'toret,
ha-samin, and the pure incense, and the pure incense, tahora ma'iseh, and the pure ashes of sweet spices, ve'et Kitoreta ha samima tahora maise rokeyach, after the art of the perfumer. Maise rokeyach,
rokeyach, rokeyach, rokeyach, rokeyach, rokeyach, rokeyach, rokeyach.
Yes. Melkamehud, beautifully good. First day service, Sunday service coming up right now. Yes, I join I and I for the first day service. Melkamehud, beautifully good first day, a.k.a. Sunday service.